Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear what you found in your food. Like the thing that was in your food. Yeah. Now, we will not accept calls from people like T-Hack who goes, oh my God, one time there was broccoli.
Right.
It could be a food thing that wasn't supposed to be there, but it's more important. Like, I remember eating at Chevy's. You remember the Chevy's?
Yeah.
And then I had the chicken package. It was like the label from the, like I'm like,
no.
And it's like a plastic, and I pull it out. It's like Redbird Farms. You're like, yo.
Oh, was that's like, pretty bad.
Because, you know, it was probably, like, the plastic itself was probably cooked enough to get the salmonella off of
right.
it.
Right.
But still, you just don't want, I mean, dude, I've also eaten a can of SpaghettiOs where there was, like, I pulled, like, the grasshopper leg
Ew.
Out.
Dude, what the heck?
And then I, like, fished through, and I found most of it, but not all of it. And I'm just
would you still eat it? Like, after?
No, I just, what I
you
was concerned about is how much have I had. But then if you think about it, it was probably just in a huge vat of SpaghettiOs, and, like, maybe all of it didn't get put into my can.
We're going to go with that.
Most of it was in my can, so it seems like I probably ate some of it.
Great. Now you've ruined SpaghettiOs for me, my favorite food. Okay. I do have a pretty bad one.
Okay.
I was nannying and they said, order some food and go pick it up with the kid. And we get home and I'm eating and I just crunch down on something. Okay. It was a rock and the entire back of my tooth just broke off in that moment. And it's like even worse when you're nannying.
Wait, what was
Mexican food? So it was like in beans.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. They use a lot of rocks.
No. In like beans, it's not entirely uncommon for like not canned beans, but like the big packages of beans to maybe have.
Because they're making real pinto beans.
Right.
They're boiling them. Then they're refrying them. Like they're then smashing them and like.
But then I'm sitting there, broken tooth. I was leaving for like a music festival in 2 days and I was like, great, I'm going to have a broken tooth and I'm nannying, but I'm in pain and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And I had to keep it together. I didn't, but I tried.
Did you call the restaurant and go, yo?
Yeah. And I like sent them photos of the rock and stuff and they were like, oh, sorry, nothing we can do. And I mean, this tooth end has cost me thousands of dollars at this point.
Because you got a crown on it now?
I have a crown on it. Finally, they first tried to like just kind of
do a huge like filling
kind of, and it would like keep breaking off. It was like embarrassing. Now it's a crown and it's fine.
Hey, well, if go ahead.
Do you think you could have seen it if you were like, or was it just blended
no,
in?
No, like, it was just like in
it's
the
bean
mix.
Colored.
Yeah,
and like you're just picking up bean, you know. Yeah, so I wish.
There's a Navy sailor who said he finished a can of Monster Energy and there was a dead rat inside.
Yeah,
I want to know how he finished it without noticing.
Because you would feel like there'd be an you're like,
because
I tend to hold my Red Bull up to my mouth and like, I'd like get after like, like I want it in me fast. Mm-hmm. So like, it would feel like you'd feel like the good chunk.
Right.
Like a little movement.
You'd kind of kiss the.
Well, maybe his snout. I don't know which way was. Like, was he ass up or was he, you know.
You're kissing something.
Kind of.
And would he be furry?
How did he finish it? That's what I'm.
Yeah.
He said he didn't realize anything was wrong until he finished the drink, looked inside the can. He saw a full-size rat. It made him immediately blow chunks.
Yeah. Yeah.
The full size, too. It's like, how do you even...
How big's a monster? Yeah, I guess you could fit one in a monster.
I see that on this story, he went and got checked out by doctors and they said, oh, don't worry, the chemicals in the drink will likely kill any harmful bacteria.
Yeah. Rock solid nutrition advice.
Right, I'm just not sure that we should be drinking Monster then.
Oh, hold on.
Take it back.
I don't. I drink enough white Monsters to make me a white Monster.
I'm worried about you.
I don't know what to do with that statement.
Erin's heard this story. She hasn't even flinched about drinking Monster.
No, like, I'll still get one.
She doesn't care.
All right, well, if you found something weird in your food, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You may text, you may call.
I remember one time, so we used to spend a lot of time at the high school, like during the summer, because we'd go and play basketball and like work out and stuff. But there weren't really teachers around or anything, so we'd be kind of around, you know, doing stuff. And I remember one time we went out to the baseball field and the concession stand was there and it had been unlocked. So we got in and we were like, it was still just stocked with candy and stuff. And we're like 16, you know, we're like, oh my gosh, this is the best. But we didn't know it had been out there for a while. And so we had opened a bunch and had taken bites and stuff, and not to realize there was like the little, I don't know what they're called,
the like maggoty things.
Yeah, the little mealworms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that would make me blow chunks.
I think it's important to note that Erin, mm-hmm. there has been a demerit applied to you. You know that the M word is not acceptable.
I
don't do the M word.
I forgot what they were called. I apologize. Yep, they're similar
shapes.
We
don't say that word.
We don't.
He's got a big fear of maggots.
I don't have a ton of triggers, but that M word is a trigger. And when we do found in food, people call and go, oh my God, I was eating a bowl of whatever. And then you realize it's wriggling and you're like, people with rice and the M word. And I know you're going to call just to make me mad, but I will apply demerits to Erin every time you do. So just,
I don't think I've ever.
You didn't know that
maggots and
demerit.
Wait, what are you gonna do with that?
I don't know. You get enough demerits and you'll get a troop buck.
I kind of want troop bucks.
No, just, I know you're gonna call with those. It's fine, but we just can't have all M word
creative.
A family was bought Easter baskets from Sam's Club, and there was a pill in it.
Is creative.
Oh. I think what happened is like whoever was making the baskets was probably a pill popper, or maybe they were taking a prescription. I don't think it said what the pill was.
Okay.
But like there was a pill in the basket. So your kid might be eating a robin egg and it's like, nope, and then tripping.
That's terrifying.
Kind of.
Yeah. But not kind of. Very.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you found glass, a rock, a grasshopper, pills, anything. If you found something weird in your food, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're ruining food items for everyone.
Sure are.
Something you've... Are any of them the thing so far?
I made sure. I used a code. I said what food they were eating on the...
Okay.
To do it, not what's in it. So
definitely
you'll all
text
be surprised.
About maggots.
It's two demerits. If you... Listen, finding glass in your food, finding a rock in your food, I'll talk to you all day. But if you found the M word, I don't like you. Shayna?
Yay.
Found in food. What'd you find?
So I have two. Both of them were actually drinks. But the first one, I was in a college in a house with other college friends. And I drank out of the Big Arizona can.
Oh.
And it ended up being a loogie. And...
Somebody spit into the can?
That might be worse than a maggot.
Like, so lazy, they couldn't get up and spit in the sink. Instead, they spit in the can, and I just happened to drink it.
And you could tell, like, when it got in your mouth,
I knew. I knew it's still in.
All right. You always know.
There's a texture. And a saltiness.
The second one is, I was a young kid, and there was a soda can on the counter.
Yep.
And it was just like a Diet Coke or something, and I took a swig of it, and it was so, like, I didn't even know what the taste was, but it wasn't Coke. And then my dad was like, no, and I figured out that it was his spit, because he chewed at the
time. His chew can.
His spit. Yeah.
Oh my God, we always get a chew can one, and I just don't.
Yeah.
That, did, what, that wasn't found in food. That's you just like.
I just like might be sick from doing this.
Which, so, yeah. Which one was better?
Yeah, if you had to have one again.
Probably the chew. Probably.
Oh.
Chew over loogie?
Interesting. Yeah.
They're both
I
spit.
I didn't really know what it was. You know, at the time, I was just like, oh.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Shayna. Yeah. Real lovely talking to you. We've lost Erica for sure.
I'm literally just focusing on the text because I can't.
She's holding vomit in.
Yeah, I like actually felt it come up during that one.
The loogie was a lot.
Yep, it sure was.
Here's a Diet Coke can.
Irene?
Yes.
What's your found in food?
So I found toenail clippings in my Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh my God, and I love it. You could have made it any other kind of Cheerio, and we'd have been fine.
Good for your cholesterol.
Someone was at work on the line, just clipping away, and being like,
or they had a stash. They did it at home, and then
no,
there's a lot of premeditated.
It's that bee from the commercials.
They don't have toenails.
Well, he's got legs.
Yeah, he's got feet.
Yeah, but they don't have. They don't have nails on.
Yeah, like jazz.
Okay, listen to me. Like, have you ever, you know, you're trying to clip your nails? That's why I never clip my nails in my car, because it just goes bink. They just they
gone
fly
forever.
Everywhere.
Why would you ever clip your nails in your car?
Because I have the car just drives itself. You got to find other things to do. They don't have a shower in the Teslas yet, but when they do. All right. So, did you eat any of them? Is that how you figured it out? You like had it in your mouth? You
had Oh yeah. I had it. I opened the box of Cheerios. I poured it in my bowl with the milk. I had it in my mouth. It was sharp and hard at the same time. I think one of them cut my tongue.
Okay.
This was like 10-15 years ago. And I called GM, and they said, mail us the toenail clipping, which I did.
You said, oh yeah, and let me spit it out first.
I kind of like that.
That is.
They sent me a coupon for a new box of Cheerios. Like I'd never eat one again.
Yeah, like give me $1,000.
Yeah, no, yeah. It does feel weird that they offer you the very thing.
I like the customer service. Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah. Prove it. They have to
do it.
Okay.
Won't.
But you could just send your own toenail clippings in.
That's true.
Thank you, Irene. Oh. Jan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Found in food. What'd you find?
Well, let's see. My husband and I went on a honeymoon to Jamaica, to a very upscale rock resort, gorgeous resort. We went to dinner one night. We were digging into this beautiful salad. We'd had a couple bites. My husband took a bite, had this funny face on his look, and kind of spit something out on his napkin, and then peered under a piece of lettuce, and there was a live cockroach in it.
No. No. I've had a cockroach run across my foot, and that was bad enough.
Yeah. This was in the salad, and apparently it already bit a little bit of another one.
Okay.
This is probably like
you guys are so squirmy.
This is for real the last time we're doing this, I think.
I don't think I'll ever do this again.
I don't, I mean,
like,
or have a second.
I have to win.
See, this doesn't happen to Tia because he eats food that is so flippin' processed that even if there were a cockroach in it, it's ground into looking like the rest of what he's eating.
Right.
Yeah, it's charge it to the game. It's just part of it.
Charge it to the game? It's the wildest justification I've ever. Okay, Megan.
Yeah.
Found in food. We'll see if we can get through yours.
My sister was drinking a Capri Sun and nothing was coming up through the straw. Mm-hmm. And there was a worm. And when she pulled out the straw, there was a worm in the straw.
One what?
A worm.
A worm in the straw.
Oh, I thought you said one. A worm?
A worm.
I'm so sorry. I was a little bit distracted. Our boss emailed us.
Yeah, he needs to text it because Slacker doesn't check his email.
It's okay. I could just show him. I'm not sure what this is, but...
Oh, it's a maggot! Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.